Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. So glad you could spend this time with us. We're talking about time in our devotionals, and I'm taking this from a little book that Karen Whiting wrote called Time, Secrets of Success for Women. But these principles, of course, apply to men as well. And today's chapter is Consider the Importance, Prioritize. And anybody who is working or in teams or leading know that the word prioritize, when someone tells you to prioritize, of course they mean that you need to prioritize them, that they need to be your priority. Life is full of monumentary choices. In the famous Mary and Martha spat, Jesus pointed out that Mary made the better choice by sitting at his feet. A priority is a prior or necessary time commitment. Keep your loved ones and goals as top priorities. Write your mission and goals on your calendar. Place a photo of your family on your calendar. Before making a decision, when asked to make a commitment, respond by stating that you always pray first. Look at your calendar, reread the mission statement, and ask, does this commitment fit? Take a deep breath and look at your family photo and ask, is this commitment fair to my loved ones? And then rank the following in importance: God, career, fun, family, peace of mind, feeling needed, a new project, fame, friends, a cause, health, home. Now consider the new choice and see if it will interfere with the above ranking. So I would like to leave you with this verse, Luke 10:42. But only one thing is needed. These are Jesus' words. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Luke 10:42. So today as we pray, let's remember that God, only God, can help us make our list of priorities the best. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the thoughts and deeds that we can do in it. May they all reflect and honor you. We're praying for a loved one who has COVID and is on death's door. Dear Lord, please send your healing hand. And we pray for our government and all the turmoil. Please, Lord, please, if your people will humble themselves and pray. And we are doing that, Lord. We know that we are helpless in the sight of the fires and in the sight of the earthquakes and in the sight of all the civil unrest. And just be a guiding light to us and a safety, a hedge about us. And I just want to conclude, Lord, by praising you, thanking that you sent your Son to save us, that he is coming soon to take us home, and may we all be ready. All this I pray, Lord, in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Well, we've been having amphibians as our theme in our arts and crafts. And the idea for today, and I try out all these ideas with my own students, is making a toad maze or a frog maze. And the idea is basically to have the kids create a path of obstacles that a giant toad would have to hop through, and then they all have to hop through it. You can use what you have. You can use materials. You can do it in the house room. Use the cushions from the couch. You can do it outside in a playground. And you can set it up in such a way that you can do it more than once. So it's just a great, fun thing to do. Now you can go and see my amphibian unit that I have on my Pinterest site, and my call letters are MR Gamblin 2. I tried to get my outdoor STEM unit up towards the top, but I'm not that technologically smart. So find my outdoor STEM unit and you will see the links there to the amphibian unit. And there's lots of material to be had. So just have fun learning. In our curriculum corner today, we're going to talk about high school curriculum. We've already talked about American literature, but let's talk about chemistry. Every high school student needs chemistry before they can graduate, and you as a homeschooling parent needs to teach it. But let's say you haven't had chemistry since you were in high school. Of course, I highly recommend an online support for you, like ThinkWell Homeschool has a nice chemistry course. In that chemistry course, though, is a lot of material, so you as the parent can pick and choose what you really want your child to learn well. Core ideas for chemistry include matter and its interactions. That's where stoichiometry comes in. Stoichiometry is that ability to balance equations and understand that, you know, for every action there is a reaction, the conservation of matter, etc. The other core idea is motion and stability, forces and interaction. And it really helps if you can do some experiments in these and understand bonding, covalent bonding, molecular structure, that kind of thing, kinetic energy. And then energy in general is a huge topic in chemistry because understanding energy and the conservation of it and how forces relate upon one another is huge. After all, chemistry is like the central point for all of the other sciences. And then the other core thing is waves and electromagnetic radiation. And you can either make this course the most, overwhelming for a student who hadn't had chemistry in middle school to just jump into a high school chemistry course without the teacher recognizing that this is a total foreign language and just, you know, plod through it in a way that's interesting. So you might focus on the periodic table and elements and how they interact with each other. The first 9 weeks and the second 9 weeks, you might do video-based. In the third 9 weeks, you might do experiential-based so that it's not so overwhelming. The other thing that I like this book, it's called Elements, and it can be used clear down in the seventh grade. So if you have a high schooler and a seventh grader, let them take chemistry together, just don't require as much academic prowess from your seventh grader, but they can still start being exposed to this wonderful content that we often neglect because, well, it's been a long time since we've taken chemistry. So that concludes my curriculum corner. I hope you stay tuned for the section where parents get to ask a question. Questions parents ask. So this parent is saying, how important is it to have a separate spelling program if you're also doing a lot of reading aloud, reading, quiet reading? And I'm looking for areas I can cut out in the day to make room for more creative fun. So what would you say? And this is a parent that has a 10-year-old boy. So my opinion is that make your spelling integrated with your reading. And it is very good practice to have spelling every week. It's good discipline. It's good to do a spelling test. But you can pick words, and even if it's just 10 words out of what you've been reading that week, the spelling test, just they'll breeze through it. and it will still prepare them for other classes that they might need to take tests on. It's always important to think about that. Well, we are concluding this show. I hope you stay tuned for the interview that's coming up. There was one question that came up about a 14-year-old who's totally out of control and knows to call CPS if her parents should get physically, you know, do physical discipline. And I just maybe want to take a moment, and I don't really have an answer on this show, but I would like for us to just pray about that. That is a very difficult thing when your 14-year-old becomes absolutely rebellious and is influencing the other kids. So as you go about your duties today and as you're thinking, remember this parent that has this very rebellious child, and they're really sad about it. I mean, they're devastated. And that concludes my advice for questions that parents ask. So the second half of the show, we are going to interview Ann White. She's author, speaker, and founder of Courage for Life. You can go to courageforlife.org and learn more. And we will be right back.
Gonna get through this jungle.
Ah, don't. No.
Bobby, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Bobby, let me see.
The strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, an I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at homeschoolcompanion.org. That's all one word, homeschoolcompanion.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I am here with Ann White, author and speaker, founder of Courage for Life. She is an internationally known author, speaker, respected Bible teacher. She is the creator of the first fully female-voiced audio Bible that was published by Tyndale. She's the founder of her global ministry, Courage for Life. And Anne's heart is burdened for victims of trauma, neglect, and abuse. Courage for Life exists to help people of all walks of life to learn to embrace their God-given courage and to pursue their God-given dreams. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here, Rose.
So how did you, let's start with the Bible. How did you, how did you become selected, or how did that happen that you are the only female-voiced audio Bible?
Well, what happened, Rose, is we work with at-risk women. We work with at-risk and incarcerated women. God just moved us into that arena because having been one in the past at a young age and been healed from that, I knew that we needed to reach these women. And when you're working with a woman that has dealt with trauma or abuse, most likely from a man in her life, there can be triggers with a man's voice. And so we know God's word is foundational. I know that it transformed my life in addition to the mental health counseling that I was able to get to heal from those past scars. But we know God's word has to be in there. It has to be that a woman has to be grounded and a man has to be grounded in the word of God, in the relationship with the Lord, in order for true healing to come in and for true hope and encouragement to be there. But it needs to be in a format that's easily receivable, that's accessible for them. And many of our men and women that are incarcerated do not have really great educational backgrounds. Some do, but many don't. And so we got together with Tyndale and worked out a licensing agreement with Tyndale and a partnership with them to produce the Courage for Life Bible that focuses on the courageous and redemptive accounts that are in God's Word that inspires us to have courage in our walk of faith. And so through that process, we looked for a female voice audio Bible to give to our gals that we work with. There simply was not one out there. We were blown away that in the 21st century, there was not a fully female voiced audio Bible out there. Some New Testaments, most dramatized. But we wanted something that men or women would be drawn to and listen to a loving female voice reading to them. So we used 12 voiceover actresses from Hollywood for the New Testament. We used 18 voiceover actresses for the Old Testament. Women that from all walks of life, different ethnic backgrounds and age groups, but women that you could sit down and listen to and it just draws you in and you just get lost in the Word of God, because that's what we need to do. Every day we need to have it in our life.
Amen. So you had that going, and then the book you wrote, Courage for Life, was based on your own experiences.
It is, and it's just practical advice. The steps that I went through, very practical steps, through mental health counseling and also through biblical, you know, foundation, the steps I went through to go from fear-based decision-making to faith-based decision-making, embracing that true courageous walk with the Lord that just opens up a world of freedom to you. So I wrote Courage for Life, and then also this 90-day devotional that focuses on 90 women of courage, women from the Bible, women of our walks of life today, Kay Arthur and some others, Linda Fuller, and then also women in history, women like Rosa Parks, women like Ruth Bell Graham, women that can inspire us in our walk with the Lord to have courageous faith.
Amen. Now, do you have children of your own?
I do. I have two grown boys that are both married to wonderful, we have wonderful daughter-in-laws, and we have three grandchildren.
So at what point, because so often the pain that you experience as a child, you pass on to your own children. You don't
Certainly.
Mean to, but
Certainly.
You do. Can you look back and see where you might have done that? Or
absolutely, certainly. We all operate out of what we know. Mm-hmm. And so that was really the case with my mother and father. My mother was a codependent and, you know, did some fear-based, you know, decision-making of her own. My father grew up in a very broken home, a very abusive home. So his anger and the words that he would say, the emotional abuse, and was all came as a result of things he'd been through in his childhood. So we pass it down until we deal with the roots of our issues. And so, yeah, I did absolutely pass some of that down. We have a very close relationship with our boys and our grandkids, and we're very blessed. My husband and I have went through that time of healing, you know, about 10 mm-hmm. years ago. I was a Bible teacher at the time, but hiding all the brokenness inside. And so when I got help in healing, my husband came alongside me, did the same thing, and we built a marriage unlike we had ever had. And so today we've been married right at 34 years and are really transparent with our kids. We're very open with our kids. I think that was a very important component.
Yes. I think you're absolutely right, because they might understand themselves why they do some of the things they do, and they might be able to get healing. You know, each generation, when we let God into our lives, each generation has the opportunity to be better than the generation before.
Absolutely.
It goes the other way too. If it's not, you know, if God isn't involved, each generation gets worse. And now in time, don't you see a clearer mark in society between those generations that are just, I look at that because I always wondered, how does God know when to come? How does he know when to come? How does he know when that child is not going to make a decision for him? How does he know when to cut the line? But in my finite humanness, I'm going, I bet he can easily figure it out at that point when those that are going to remain his will remain his, and those that would not make the decision for him, no matter what, will, you know.
He's omniscient. He knows all things and sees all things. I firmly believe that, you know, and I know the Bible will, you know, tell us, he is there. He is waiting at the door. He's waiting for us to open our hearts and minds to him and give him the privilege and opportunity to be a part of our life. He wants to walk with us hand in hand. And so often, even as Christians, we don't walk hand in hand with him. And one way that we do that is we're in his word every day. If we put his word first and just digest. And that's where the Courage for Life Bible comes into play. I listen to it when I'm putting on my makeup or I'm riding in the car doing a commute. Because when I can put God's word in, it's going to drown out the voices of the world. Yes. And the voices of the world want to fill us with negativity and hate and division. God's word is unified and it is empowering and it is hope filled. And that's what we need to focus on.
Amen. So just going forward, what are some of the projects you have going forward?
Oh, my goodness. We want to put print Bibles in the hands of every inmate that would like a print Bible. And so we're working with Tyndale on our Courage for Life study Bible that will prayerfully be coming out. And I'll be able to talk with you about that next year because it should be out by the first of 2021. But we have our devotional. We have my life storybook, you know, Courage for Life. We have the audio Bible app that right now when you download the Courage for Life Bible on your Apple or Android device, you will get all of the New Testament read by female voices, 8 books of the Old Testament, which includes Psalms and Proverbs, Genesis, Ecclesiastes, Ruth and Daniel and Malachi and Esther. But the other 31 books are coming soon, and they will be here by August 1st. So you will have the complete first fully female-voiced audio Bible available to you on your phone, and inmates are getting it free to them as well in all the states that we can get into as quick as we can get into it.
And I highly recommend it if you have a child that suffers from insomnia, or maybe you yourself suffers from insomnia. You can, you know, put that on a little pillow speaker, not bother your husband or your spouse, and just let the word of God pour into you. It is such a great tool. Thank you so much for doing it.
It is. That's such a great suggestion. I actually have an iPod that I sleep with at night to help with my husband's snoring. Don't tell him I said that. Yes. But I have little earbuds, little soft earbuds that go in, and I just put it in one ear, roll over on my side, and I can fall asleep peacefully. Yes. So that's a great idea.
Well, we are to the end of our show. Thank you so much, Anne, for spending this time with us. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.